Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, hour number two. That's right. Hour number two. Remember, we are on every single day from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Texas time. And you can watch and listen every day at TECNTV.com, TECNTV.com, or at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Don't forget, everybody has a cell phone. Everybody has one of these cell phones right here, cell phone. And I would encourage you to switch to Patriot Mobile. PatriotMobile.com/chosen gets you a free activation. PatriotMobile.com/chosen. And why would I ask you to switch? Well, because Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. They're on all the big towers. You're not going to lose any of your coverage. But what you're going to gain by making this shift is you are no longer going to be feeding the dragon. You're no longer going to be supporting entities that support the wokeism that is a part of what is destroying this country. And it's so important that we make that change. I want to welcome my next guest. Folks, I can't show his picture. I can't allow him to be identified. He can't allow himself to be identified because of what are called fatwas. Fatwas are Islamic death contracts sworn out on individuals that speak the truth about what Islam really is. And this gentleman has been doing this. He's been studying Islam for over 30 years. He has read all of the script, all of their books. And he encourages you to simply read the first 11 chapters, the first 11 chapters of the Quran to fully understand the evil and the lies and the deception that are a part of Islam and its overall endeavor to kill and maim and destroy all human life that does not embrace their perverted ideology. Muhammad was a liar. He was a thief. He raped little girls. He was a very bad man. And today he would be on wanted posters. He would be probably sitting on death row here in America because he's evil. Okay, now I've said it. Now they'll put the fatwa out on me. I want to welcome Al-Rasuli. Al-Rasuli, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you for having me. God bless you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Look, I don't say what I just said out of hate. I say what I say out of truth. And because there are individuals who will hear this, who know in their heart of hearts, who maybe they were raised in a Muslim family, whatever. But they know in their heart of hearts that something about what they think that they believe is wrong. It's messed up. There's just things that don't make sense. They don't add up. And so my message to you is take and pay heed to that voice. There is a way out for you and a way in which you can turn away from the evil of Islam. Al-Rasuli, go ahead.
No, you're 100% on, spot on. We are not against Muslims. We are against Islam, the indoctrination mythology. And it's a mythology. Because as you said, there are 114 chapters in the Quran. If somebody reads only the first 11 chapters, in fact, to be even more accurate, the first 9 chapters, they don't need to read anything else. Because their hair will turn white with fear and anger at such depravity that the Quran shows. It's hate-mongering, war-mongering, misogynist, racist, duplicitous, treasonous, treacherous, evil, intolerant, vile, and totally ungodly. I covered it too.
And folks, so we share these things for the purpose of a Christian being able to do a couple of things. One, pray for these people. I'm going to tell you right now, they firmly believe in visions. They firmly believe in paying attention to what shows up in their dreams. So target your prayers that God will show up in their dreams and visions, that in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus himself will appear to them. God loves them. They are children of God just like all of us. They are made in the image of God because all men and women are made in the image of God. Red, brown, yellow, black, and white, doesn't matter. You're made in the image of God. He loves you and he cares about you. And our message isn't a message of hate. So I tell you, target your prayers. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, show up in their visions, show up in their dreams, speak to their hearts, speak to their minds, break the hold of darkness that is on them, the murderous, evil, wicked, treacherous, deceptive lies. Unwind those things and burn them up in the holy fire of God. And let them be touched by you, Jesus Christ, and your love and your message. Send messengers. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. We need to talk, al-Rasuli, about where we stand as a nation, because it is critical. There is another part of this, and that is the terror, the terrorist part. It's more of the wickedness wherein you have a belief system that says if you die killing other people, you're going to get rewarded. Folks, if you don't think that's evil and ugly and all the things that al-Rasuli said, I mean, it's every single one of those things. Talk to us about what you see as the danger. We've already seen MPs in London murdered by Islamists. The guy that you know appeared to be a Christian convert and then blew himself up in the taxi, but he was on his way to a place, a house of worship, blew himself up outside of a women's outreach place. Fast thinking on the part of the driver of that taxi or Uber. But talk about that, if you would, please, sir.
Well, what escapes the mind of most human beings who never read the Quran or never understood it is that it is evil. They cannot believe there is a religion which is evil. But yeah. Let's get our language correct. Islam is not a religion. Islam is a cult belief system. Why do I say that? Simple. Allah, the God of Muhammad, the God of the Muslims, is not the same as the God of Jesus, Moses, and Abraham. That makes it non-divine. It's not divine. Nobody revealed anything to Muhammad. Muhammad said Allah revealed the verses of the Quran to him through the angel Jibril. Bullcrap. Nobody revealed anything to him. He concocted every single letter, word, verse, and chapter in the Quran. Every single one was his own creation. How do we find out? From the Hadith. How do we find out? From the Quran. The Quran and Hadith self-destruct by divine will. Only when you study it will you realize it is by divine will they self-destruct. So, the minute people realize that it's not a religion, it's a cult belief system, the cult of Muhammad, then we can stop it. We can literally eliminate it. We should not allow Islamic belief system to operate in any country outside the lands of the Muslims. No mosque, no madrasa. Madrasa is a religious indoctrination place. They teach children to hate all those people who are giving them shelter in America, in Europe, anywhere in the world, to hate them, to despise them, and to undermine them. This is what they teach them in the madrasa. This is exactly what they teach them in the mosque.
I'm going to break in. Yeah. Let me just break in for 1 second. If you're watching the program, the picture you're seeing in front of you, on the left is a pastor, a God-fearing, Christian-loving man. On the right is that same man, his face disfigured because Muslims threw acid on his face. And this is real. This is what they are, this is what they believe to do, is these horrific terrorist acts. Go ahead, continue, please.
Well, Americans are not told by the news media that every single day, I mean literally every single day, black African Christians, remember, Christians, are murdered, raped, dispossessed, and enslaved by Muslims every single day in Africa. The same happens in the Muslim countries in Asia. Not a single news media in Europe and America will tell you that. Because they are in collusion. They want to cover up their mistakes. What are the mistakes? You have open borders. Ladies and gentlemen, no nation on earth is sovereign with open borders. It cannot be sovereign. So what Biden is doing is treasonous. What Congress is doing, because they're not stopping him, is also treasonous. So what you have, actually, you have a dysfunctional state. You are a banana republic without even going to Latin America. You have no rule of law. Look at what's happening to Kylie Whitmer, the guy, the young man, who was accused of murdering people. He was in self-defense. But what's happening? The news media wanted to hang him before he was even put on trial. So there is no presumption of innocence. When you have no presumption of innocence, you don't have justice. So now you have no justice. You have no open borders, no secure borders. And you call yourself a republic? You're not a republic anymore. You are dysfunctional. I'm not saying it in a nasty way. I'm waking you up. I'm trying to wake you up.
Yeah.
Every single American has the power to change. Why? You have the internet. You have your mobiles. You have the emails. You tell your whichever congressman or mayor that if they don't change their way, you will vote them out. They are there only to be voted in. This is the whole purpose of a politician. He doesn't give a damn about you. He wants to stay in.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com. And use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And I got my friend Al Rasuli kind of fired up here. That's okay. here's the thing. Yeah, you know what? And I shared this, ladies and gentlemen, in my very first segment. Okay, when people are fighting, and listen, you know, whether it's in the United Kingdom, whether it's in Germany, whether it's in Brazil, Argentina, Cuba, Taiwan, Hong Kong, you know, wherever it is around the world, when people are fighting for freedom, they are holding up an American flag and they are saying, we want liberty. We want freedom, because to the rest of the world, America still represents the only hope and the greatest hope for actual individual sovereignty, freedom, and liberty. And so when I talk to someone like my friend Al, who lives in another part of the world, where those freedoms and those liberties have been severely assaulted, eliminated,
in most instances. And he watches from that perch what is happening to the only nation in the world that is the last living hope for freedom. Succumb to this absolute evil that's happening in Washington, D.C., in this bureaucracy, in different pockets of states around the country. It's like swinging at shadows. It has to be infuriating, and it's, you know, wanting to wake up a slumbering giant. Did I say it okay?
Of course you said it okay, but what I want to Americans to understand is, with this open borders, you have now over 100,000 terrorists. And I'm not exaggerating when I say over 100,000 terrorists, because already you have maybe 60,000 people coming from Afghanistan who are supposed to be allies of America. If they are wearing the hijab, if they go to the mosque, it will not change an iota in their character. They are Muslims. They're Sharia compliant. They will never integrate, never assimilate, and never be loyal citizens. Get it through your thick head. It is not a religion. It is a cult belief system, the cult of Muhammad. And God forbid, I'm just telling you now, the next terror act will make the Twin Towers like foreplay. You wait and see. Next type of terror is drones. They come from the sky and they detonate over your head. And it cannot be detected, it cannot be shot down, because they are under the radar. It's a terror weapon of excellence.
And they reside right here in our country. That is the point. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put a picture up right now. This is the Muslim Community Police in Brooklyn, New York. One of their cars. The car looks exactly like an NYPD, a New York police car. And they are in uniforms to match the NYPD. And they drive around to make sure that people in the neighborhoods in which they drive around are being Sharia compliant. Whether they're Muslim or whether they're not, it doesn't matter. They have carved out an area where they are saying this is our neighborhood, and
our Islamic neighborhood.
Yes. In America.
Of course in America. They do it in London, they do it in France, they do it in Germany, they do it in every single Western country. You are only the third part of the equation. And you're allowing it.
Yeah. And
that's
these are
stupid.
The kind
that's
yeah.
criminal.
And these are the kinds of acts that they do. They throw acid at the face of pastors. Acid. Permanent damage through the burning of acid on skin. It's horrific.
By the way, Pastor.
Yes.
They did this to girls in England. Girls, beautiful girls, because they were not wearing the hijab, and they were passing in an area which is Islamic. And they disfigured them for the rest of their life.
Well, and
we're not trying to be horrific. Their acts are horrific. It is up to Americans to wake up. What you have an evil entity is destroying you and eating you from inside like acid.
And it's so important that we recognize this. We have to close our borders. And, you know, it is, and something else that al-Rasuli says that I think is true, so true. We got 20 seconds for me to get this in. It is not Islamophobic. Phobia means fear. It is not a phobia to be afraid of someone that wants to kill you. and that believes that killing you is their path to their version of heaven. That's not a phobia. That is a real fear of a real threat. I'll be back. More Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this. Get to the website, chosengenerationradio.com.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
Thank you for tuning in to Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.